Today, we're going to do the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1634, which we're up to. In this letter, the Rebbe is discussing with the
It's not up, Rabbi.
In this letter, the Rebbe discusses this fellow was basically through somebody else was asking a question. He says, how do I keep my kids, strong or against all the influences of this world, the environment today, and the Rebbe basically says that he says you have no choice. You must make sure that your children will go and follow the directions. And two, they do have this strength. And the Rebbe goes back to history to show that back in the Chumash, in the times of Avram, there was already challenges over there, and the result we know today that the Jewish people are here, and all those people that threatened to crush them are no longer here. But let's go according to the order of this letter. So this is dated Yud Beis Sivan, the 12th day of Sivan, in Tavshin Yud Beis. This is in 1952, Brooklyn Shalom Bracha. So first the Rebbe says that there is I received through this rabbi. His name is Menachem Zev Sheyichi Alevi Gringlas. I received regards from you. And he writes to me that in the coming days that you're getting ready to move into a new home. And I want to give you my blessing that Hashem should help you. That in this new home, all of your family members should renew their vigor, their strength with new energies in all matters of Torah, mitzvahs, and fear of heaven, Yirah Shemayim. And the Rebbe says, even if the neighbors are not so religious as they were in the previous home, so then your home should become the center. The Rebbe actually uses the center in Yiddish. This is the center. This should become the center from which you will spread in the entire neighborhood the light of mitzvah, Torah, or and the luminary of Torah, which is the inner part of Torah. So, the Rebbe says, this Rabbi Gringlas, Shichia, also writes to me that your son is going, is becoming bar mitzvah on the 15th day of Tammuz, and for whatever, for some reason, you're making the celebration this coming week for his Bar Mitzvah. This is early because this date is 12th Sivan. He is becoming on the 15th of Tammuz. That's a month later, and yet he's making the Bar Mitzvah next week. So the Rebbe says, for some reason, they're doing that. So the Rebbe gives him his blessings that you should have from him much nachas, but the Rebbe adds Yiddish nachas, in other words, Jewish nachas. He says by Jews, you cannot have nachas one without the other. If it's going to be nachas, if you want to have nachas, then it must be Jewish nachas. And then you have a wholesome son both in... Only when you do it in the in Jewish nachas, then you have a son which is whole, both physically and spiritually. So the Rebbe says like this, there are many parents that are asking, where will the children take the strength to withstand all the tests and difficulties which a Jew inevitably has to withstand in this world? Where do they get the strength? So the Rebbe says the answer is two. Aleph, this is number one. Ein breira, you got no choice. He says, it's not means if you don't have the strength, okay, let me try something else. You have no choice. This is where you are. Because everyone, whether it's your son or a daughter, which were born Jewish, they have the privilege and they have the strength which belong to a Jew, and you cannot change that. All what you can change, the only choice is to conduct yourself as Jews need to conduct themselves, then you will be lucky both physically and spiritually. So there's no choice. In other words, you don't have any alternatives. This is the way to happiness, and that's the way to wholesomeness. But number two, the Rebbe says, Maisa Avos Siman Labanim. What happened to our forefathers is a sign for children. The first bar mitzvah, which we read in the Torah, talks about when the only son of a Jew, which is Yitzchak, Isaac, who was the son of Abraham, he was his only son, Yitzchak. So the Medrash relates that Abraham, he was like a king in that time, Abraham. So at his bar mitzvah celebration, who came? All the kings of that generation. And amongst those kings was also somebody who's known as Oig Melech HaBoshan. He was a powerful giant, and he was a powerful king. He was one of the participants, one of the invitees to that bar mitzvah celebration. And this guy, this Oig Melech HaBoshan, he made fun of this whole production, the whole parade. And he said, what value does an only son from an older father and mother? As you know, he was born, he was already 100, Abraham, and Sarah was 90. So he says, what kind of a value? I can crush him, he says, with one finger. I can crush him, God forbid. So what is this end? What happened? We all know that Yitzchak is the result, is the Jewish people. And it actually, it's in the hand of Yitzchak's grandchildren. He is the one that perished when they waged war with Moshe Rabbeinu before going in to Eretz Yisrael, Oig Melech HaBoshan. And he had a downfall. So why are we telling us this story? Why is the Medrash relating to this? It's not just telling us a nice story. See, Amaisa. Amaisa means a story. Because the Medrash isn't a history book, but it's a portion of Torah. Torah means, the meaning of the word Torah means instruction. It's a way in life. This story tells us also that even if you are only as an only son, you're like an only Jew, and which means you find yourself all alone, one, and in all around you are opposing forces, you have opposing kings all against you, yet there is the total certainty that when this child will be educated in the path of Torah and mitzvahs, which this is the power and the strength from all Yidden, all Jews, without extinction. So then there is nobody that can disturb in the way of health and luck. And because you are connected through Torah and mitzvahs with Hashem, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem. He is the absolute boss of the entire world, with everything that is in the world. So when you connect yourself to Hashem, doing what Hashem wants, then you don't have to be worried about anybody. And the Rebbe concludes that may Hashem bless it, give you the privilege and your wife together to educate your son, the bar mitzvah boy, in the above-mentioned spirit. Then he's going to grow up to be a healthy and a lucky Jew. And, you know, here, the Rebbe, the story over there is you had kings opposing, but many times we find ourselves that even our family members, like, don't understand us. You know, if we want to try to become more observant, we want to become more involved with Yiddishkeit, but the other people around us, you know, our family, our neighbors, they don't understand this. They say, hey, what's wrong with you? Something went into your brain, and this is like a craziness that took over you. But the Rebbe says that you have to stay strong. Even if you're like an only son, which means you're just by yourself, you have to stay strong and you have to continue with what you need to do.